wraps up today, but it's going to be busy. Alternate side in effect citywide.
Time with family, last with friends, and cash back? Discover's got you covered on the last one. That's because Discover doubles all the cash back you've earned on your credit card at the end of your first year with Cash Back Match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
WLTW New York.
All right, just about 7 o'clock. Happy Friday, everybody. Cubby and Christine here, and you have all the headlines. Christine, good morning.
Good morning, Cubby. So Helene is now a tropical storm, still very dangerous. Tornadoes are possible this morning in eastern Georgia, the Carolinas, and southern Virginia. More than a million people left without power in Florida after Hurricane Helene passed through. Going to be a very, very busy day in New York City. We have the UN General Assembly today with Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu set to address the General Assembly. We have over at Trump Tower, Donald Trump is meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. Mayor Adams set to be arraigned today. Multiple federal corruption charges that will happen in federal district court around noon. So, you know, we just said it in traffic. We'll say it again. Don't want to drive.
Right.
Do not want to drive around town.
Unless you want to go 0 miles an hour.
Yep. Like, they will just pull you over and park your car, basically, in the middle of the street, because I've been walking through it these past few days.
And we're not far from it. There's, like, a million SUVs in front of our building, just, like, security everywhere.
Yeah. So even walking, sometimes you've got to cross the street.
Yeah.
Sports, the Giants lost to the Cowboys 2015. Jets host Denver on Sunday. Yankees beat the Orioles 10-1, and they clinched the AL East. Mets play in Milwaukee tonight. And has this ever happened to you? You're falling asleep, and you're jerked awake by the sound of a bomb going off inside your head.
Yeah.
Right?
Like a shock.
Yep.
Yes.
If you have, they're just calling it exploding head syndrome, a mysterious and poorly understood sleep disorder. I have legit had this. You say you have it.
It's at the beginning of your sleep, right?
As you're drifting off.
Yes.
Typical, where you're like, what happened? Typical episode characterized by the experience of an abrupt loud noise or a series of an explosion inside your head occurring during the transition from wakefulness to sleep. The sounds are heard during exploding head syndrome. We might hear it like gunshots or door slamming or screaming. Importantly, the sounds that are heard are always short. It's just a few seconds or less. Very loud, without any obvious external source. And I'm doing this whole story to tell you that science is studying it, and they still don't exactly know what's going on with that.
To me, it's like a computer, like you get that blue screen of death sometimes.
Yeah, you're right.
But actually, that can take a long time. But like a quick, it's like a shock almost.
Yeah, it is. And it's like you think something exploded, something happened, and it's like, it's just your brain trying to go to sleep.
Trying to rewire that brain.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Christine. Today is one of those days where if you can sleep in, maybe the alarm's going off right about now. If you can hit snooze, God bless you, because it's kind of cloudy, damp out there, kind of a blah day. 65 degrees, heading to a high of 72. Thank you for waking up with us. Cubby and Christine in the morning on Light FM.
Praying just ain't helping now.
Thank you for waking up with us, 709 106.7 Light FM. Cubby, Christine, producer Jamie's final day here. More on that in a second. But we do have something here that kind of ties in with what Jamie will be not doing, kind of.
Yes. Or she'll be doing more of. Now, you know how we're supposed to get 8 hours of sleep every night, right? This is another, like, I grabbed this off of TikTok hack kind of thing.
Life hack?
Yeah, where people are saying this is working for them, that you sleep 90 minutes at a time, but a couple of times a day. And some folks are saying that they're waking up feeling very refreshed by this. And the thought behind it is that we naturally go through several 90-minute sleep cycles per night. So if you take just one of those, and you sleep that one 90-minute sleep cycle and then get up, you feel good. And then maybe later in the day, nap time, 90 minutes. And people are saying they feel good with this.
I mean, interesting idea. But, Jamie, again, finally get 9 hours of sleep now.
Oh, finally. But also, who has 90 minutes like three times a day during the day to just do that?
And we've interviewed sleep experts, and they say that you go into sleep debt, that your body has to pay it back. So if you don't
we're in debt.
Yeah. If you don't get your 7 or 8 hours a night, it's not like, I can just skip it and I'm fine. Mm-hmm. Your body's going to look to make up for that. You are not fully functioning.
Well, question.
So this 90-minute thing doesn't make sense to me.
Is the 90-minute thing three times a day all you do, or do you also try to get 8 hours in?
No. You do your 90-minute.
You do 3 90-minute sleeps, and that's it, all day.
Yeah.
So I would go to bed, like, let's say I did it. Like, let's say I implemented this today. Mm-hmm. I'd get home from work at 11 a.m., try to sleep to 12:30.
Yeah.
Get up, do things, and then go back to bed, like, at 5 and wake up at 6:30.
Yes.
And then do things. And then when the 10 o'clock news comes on,
you go to bed for 90 minutes and wake up, and you're like, hey, I feel great.
And then you're up all night?
This is dumb.
Sorry.
It's so weird.
It's like intermittent fasting for your brain.
For your body. Yeah. My God.
Yeah. But let's talk about sleep and Jamie. Like, Jamie, for those that haven't heard, today's your final day here. You're leaving on good terms. You're leaving on your own terms.
Yes.
You're not going anywhere else. You are doing it strictly for your health.
Yes, I am.
And part of it is sleep, isn't it?
Right.
You know,
I literally have been told by no less than three doctors, basically, if you don't take a timeout, your body is going to take a timeout for you. And it probably won't be a good one. And I need sleep desperately. Like, I've had sleep studies and I don't have sleep apnea. I don't have restless legs, all that stuff. But my sleep score on a scale from 0 to 100 is 68. And it just means like I'm a very poor sleeper and my circadian rhythm is off. So I'm very much looking forward to just trying to get recalibrated here.
Mm-hmm. And you want to start a family. I mean,
I really do. And I need to date and sleep, which I don't remember what either of those things are. So kind of need to do that.
Right.
Because we're getting so many text messages where people are just catching part of the story, Jamie, and then, you know, they don't want to lose you. We don't want to lose you, but like so we want to keep you filled in is what I'm saying, you know, so our friends and listeners understand why Jamie's leaving.
Right.
It's for positive. It's a step she's taking.
It's good for positive good reasons.
It's a bummer for us here in the studio.
I know. Yeah. I'm sad. I'm sad. I really am sad. This was a 21 year career I'm walking away from. And that was a extremely emotional and difficult decision, but I just have to put my body first and kind of set up my life for the next chapter of my life will set me up for the rest of my life. And I want a family and I just have to make that decision.
Wow.
You know, we wish you the best and we're here for
Thank you. Thank you.
We're always friends no matter what.
Anytime, friends for life.
Anytime you want to check in, you're more than welcome.
Uh-huh. And you can follow Jamie anytime at The Talking Jamie. You're going to be active mainly on Instagram. I know that.
Yes, I will be on there. Thank you.
The Talking Jamie. And don't forget about your side hustle. Bark Bites, Bark Avenue Bites.
Bark Avenue Treats. So, If anybody wants dog treats, I make them homemade from scratch and with love for all the pups out there. And if you follow me at Bark Avenue Treats, you can put in an order and I ship anywhere in the country. I vacuum seal them and dogs love them.
Bark Avenue Treats.
Yeah.
That's also on Instagram. Okay. All right. We're coming right back. We still have like an hour with you, Jamie. So don't go anywhere yet.
Okay.
Right. We have a crazy first date on the way.
More Cubby and Christine in the morning. Just ahead on 106.7 Light FM. iHeartRadio Music You Should Know. Featuring Benson Boone. Slow It Down.
I never met you, but I wanted to invite you to the party. And you walked in with those green eyes, never stolen by nobody. And they flicker to the future for a moment I could picture. Then you touch me and I come back and we're talking on the staircase about your big dreams on the big screens out of Georgia. Now you're lonely in this city, lying with me, and you're scared it's moving quickly. Oh, now you're crying, you're in pieces, 'cause the only love you've ever known is Jesus. I can feel it. Oh, I hate it out the reason that you're in your head right now. While your world is spinning out, so slow it down, take a moment now. We're too young to drown. Deep and dirty waters full of hope is down. Let me pull you out, let me hold you now, let me slow it down. Ain't it funny how it changes? How the future rearranges. I get nervous, oh, I'm anxious. Maybe loving you is dangerous. I could lose you like the others. Only girl that's never left me is my mother or lover. And I know you probably hate it, but I'm in my head right now. So
help you slow it down. I never met you, but I wanted to invite you to the party. And you walked in with those green eyes, never stolen by nobody. And they flicker to the future.
Create your own Benson Boone custom station with iHeartRadio.
Download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
check out Christine's Instagram at the Christine Negi. Cubby and Christine in the morning on Light FM.
First dates.
Hi, Warren. When did your crazy first date happen?
Hey, what's up? This was 2-ish years ago.
All right.
Did you meet somebody on a dating app? How did it happen?
Yeah, it was a dating app meetup, or that's how we met each other, and then we went out to dinner, which is I don't usually do on a first date, mm-hmm. but this is crucial to the story, actually, okay. The fact that we went to dinner. So we went out to dinner. And, like, after, like, 10 minutes, her roommate and her friend show up and just, like, show up to the table. And they're like, oh, my gosh, we were in the neighborhood. And then they sit down and stay with us for the rest of the dinner.
Oh, no.
And I ended up paying.
For everybody?
For everyone.
Oh, come on.
Think it was orchestrated, or was it really a coincidence?
It felt really weird and orchestrated. Mm-hmm. I thought I was being, like, scammed or something.
Aww. Yeah, I would, too.
I was sort of shook. I mean, they were definitely, like, roommates and friends, I think, you know.
Well, let me ask you a question. But, when the bill came, did you, like, kind of wait for it to sit there for a minute to see if she would offer, or did you just grab it?
Yeah, so one of them went to the bathroom, I remember. And then I was like, I took it just sort of instinctively, also thinking that they would be like, oh, like, well, Venmo mm-hmm. or something. And then they just didn't offer anything.
Wow.
And I was just in this befuddled. I was still, like, pretty befuddled from just the whole situation. Yeah.
That was pretty rude. So was that it? You paid for the check and you said, bye-bye, everybody?
Yeah, I like, sent her a text after, like, hey, I felt pretty taken advantage of, like, that was weird. Mm-hmm. And then I got a Venmo from one of the roommates or something. Or I think she Venmoed me or something later. That was so weird and not cool.
Right.
And then I sent a text, like, standing up for myself.
Right.
And then she was like, oh, like, I'm sorry. She was like, oh, they didn't want the date to, or me to be going out with, like, a creep or something. Like, they were, like, checking on her.
Yep.
Her sort of explanation. Mm-hmm. Which, like, that makes sense, but, like, that can be done in a text, you know? Like,
yeah.
Is the guy weird?
And don't make you pay for it, right?
Yeah, like, what? It was so bizarre. So maybe they were messing with me still.
Well, you mentioned this happened 2.5 years ago. What's your current status?
I'm currently single.
Warren, we wish you the best of luck, man.
Yeah, sorry that didn't work out, but thank you for sharing with us.
That's all good.
Well, Warren gets a parting gift for sharing his crazy first date. We have something, too, for caller number 10 right now.
A pair of tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco on his 2025 tour coming to Barclays Center on March 7th, Prudential Center March 8th, and UBS Arena on March 15th. It's your choice. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com or give us a call.
Caller 10, 1-800-222-1067. Good luck.
Crazy first date stories on Light FM are told by real people, not hired actors like on all the other stations. Have a story about a friend or a personal experience? Share it by going to our morning show page, lightfm.com.
iHeartRadio Music You Should Know, featuring Teddy Swims, The Door.
I took a page out of your favorite book. You saw me lies just by the way you look. Taught me a language that I never speak. Baby, that ain't for me, that ain't for me. I dug my grave watching you, where you move. You took me higher than I ever flew. Too many times gave you a second chance. Baby, I'm just a man, I'm just a man. No more thinking about you.
create your own Teddy Swims custom station with iHeartRadio.
Download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I wanna touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much. You're the fear, I don't care, 'cause I've never been so high. Follow me through the dark, let me take you past our satellite. You can see the world you brought to life, to life. So love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Touch me like you do, ta ta, touch me like you do. What are you waiting for? Fading in, fading out, on the edge of paradise. Every inch of your skin is a holy grail I've gotta find. Only you can set my heart on fire, on fire. Yeah, I'll let you set.
Walls are all closing in. devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind. How many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me. Trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know?
Question. Call 800-222-1067.
It's the big Friday edition of the NIQ, Jamie's final day with us. So we're going out with a bang here with a really tough question.
Okay. Almost 40% of us add this to our morning coffee.
Maybe it's not so tough. 1-800-222-1067. First correct caller. And you're going to Stevie Wonder. What a great show this will be at Madison Square Garden, October 10th. Tickets are indeed sold out, but you're going if you get this right.
Almost 40% of us add this to our morning coffee.
And the phones are officially open. Good luck. Your weather for this Friday, kind of a cloudy, damp day. High 73, 65 now at Light FM.
Get into you. Don't try to fight it. There ain't nothing that you can do. Relax your mind. Lay back and groove with mine. You gotta
Take a seat, right over there, sat on the stairs, stay or leave. The cabinets are bare and I'm unaware of just how we got into this mess. Got so aggressive, I know we meant all good intentions. So pull me closer, why don't you pull me close? Why don't you come on over, I can't just let you go. Oh baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. Kitchen floors are wet and taps are still running, dishes are broken. How did we get into this mess? Got so aggressive, I know we meant all good intentions. So pull me closer, why don't you pull me close? Why don't you come on over, I can't just let you go. Oh baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing.
To the music in 15 seconds. We're Light FM, Cubby and Christine. I do want to remind you what that nearly impossible question was.
Almost 40% of us add this to our morning coffee.
A lot of half and half answers.
Obvious.
Pretty yes. Obvious, right?
And, or flavorings, you know, the flavored.
Correct.
Creamers, yep.
All right, that's not it, though. Keep on trying. 1-800-222-1067.
I'm so inspired by you that hasn't happened.
Tidbit on Billy Joel.
Yes, so he is going to be co-headlining. He's doing his tour with Sting and Stevie Nicks, calling it One Night Only, and he's been adding dates. So I'm hoping that comes to our area.
Very cool.
But yeah, definitely follow him because he's been adding dates on, so maybe we can see the three of them together.
All right, and now we kind of pivot to the nearly impossible question.
That's right. Almost 40% of us add this to our morning coffee.
And Robert knows. Robert, what is it?
Alcohol.
Yes. Why do you know
that's
it?
You said that way too confident.
Well, here's the thing. You know, with the way the world is right now, with all the stress and everything going on, I'm saying I'm a half and half guy myself, and my daughter uses creamer, but she's always telling me people at work always spike their coffee. So I said, what the heck? Give it a guess.
Wow.
Well, good for you.
Good call.
Well, congratulations.
How's everybody doing today?
Robert.
We're good, thank you.
You're off to Stevie Wonder at the Garden October 10th.
I'm looking forward to the show, and I'd also like to say thank you for Jamie for all the great years she's done. She's still a young woman, obviously, but all the great years of radio she put in with you, and all the best of luck to her.
You hear that, Jamie?
Thank you, Robert.
Hold on 1 second, Robert. And Jamie, we have to talk to you a little bit more coming up just after 8 o'clock to officially say our final goodbye.
Yes, I know.
And if you're just tuning in, like, hey, what's going on? Jamie's leaving. She is leaving. We'll explain everything coming up in about 10 minutes right here at Light FM. What are you working on in the news department?
Well, I guess, Jamie, this is something you should think about doing when you're telling us once again your story. Take a pause in the middle. Apparently, it will draw people in. So how to really pull people into your story.
All right. You'll explain that coming up.
Starting at 8:20, 3 hours of commercial-free nonstop music. Light FM is New York's most music, more variety.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
Thank you.
WLTW New York.
8:01 on this Friday morning. Cubby along with Christine and all your headlines now with Christine. Good morning.
Good morning, Cubby. So Helene is now a tropical storm, still incredibly dangerous, and tornadoes are still possible heading through eastern Georgia, the Carolinas, southern Virginia. We're seeing